Okay, packet 15. Ein Mevadlen Isra Lachatzchila, part 1. Again, this is two shirim in the actual shir, but I'm trying to be misakim it. And I've broken it out on the sheet to basically three or so parts here. The first part is, what is the Isra of Ein Mevadlen Isra Lachatzchila? Is it Isra deraisa, Isra derabanan, or what's the deal? So, we have three opinions we quoted in shir. One is Rashi and the Ravid, who hold that it's an Isra deraisa. The second shita is that of the Rashba and Rov Rishonim holds an Isra Drabonim. These come from the sugya of Zera B'Sheila. If you want afterwards, we could discuss how they get it out of it, but this is the bottom line. Okay, the Isra Drabonim. And then, fast forward a couple hundred years, and we have the shita of the Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda holds that when you're talking about Lach Balach, a real Taroves, then it's the Drabonim. If it's Yavish B'Yavish, so each piece is really there, you just don't know which it is. So to be mevatel that lechatzchila, that would be an isa deraisa. Okay, so that is because he says, you know, if Elionavi would come and say which is which, then it would be chozer leisura. So he wants to say that's an isa deraisa. Based on this, he wants to say the Gemara Chulan Daf Kof Mem, because the Nimrod talks about we're allowed to use a sea porter from Yerhei Dachas for Mitzorah. And the Gemara there says that you can't because the Torah wouldn't say shalach, send away a bird, the takala. It's going to be a takala. And the Noda Behuda wants to say, what's the takala? Ein mavlin isra lechatzchila. You're being to send a bird away, which is an aser bird, to the veldt. And Rabbi Barchman Frankel didn't like that raya. Okay, but that's an aside. But that's the basic shita of the Noda Behuda, is the difference between yavish b'yavish and lach b'lach. Okay.
That's bird is obviously Yavish.
Correct. So that is the first part, Shir. Okay, those three shitos. The second part is we have a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Right? So the Mechaber says that while you, by an Isra Drabanan, you can't mix it together. Right, you can't take the Isra Drabanan and put it in. But if it's already mixed in, but you don't have a Shir Shishim, the Mechaber says you're allowed to add on to it. You can be Mosif to get to the Shir Shishim. Okay? Meaning once it's already fell in, you can be Mosif. You can't be Ma'arif, but you can be Mosif. The Ramah says, By you're not allowed to be Ma'arif, not allowed to be Mosif, not by an Isra Deraisa, not by an Isra Drabanan. No kulas of Hosafa by Isra Drabanan. So, and that's what we generally do. We can't be most.
So what do we do with that Gemara and Peitzel at the Eitzel Shemot?
Okay, after. We'll talk about that after.
Don't we differentiate between the Rabbonus that have been Iker to Araisa?
So that's, so we don't. The Rashba has that Svara.
Right.
And the Rashba then clears. There's steers in the Rashba, which Yisurim even have an Iker or not an Iker, but in the Halacha, that's not how. Okay, but that doesn't make the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm just going to kind of gloss over it. Okay, so that's the, again, according to the Shas, the Mechaber holds by Yisurim, you're allowed to be Mosif, the Ramah holds you're not allowed to. The Achronim hold you with the following steer of sorts in the Mechaber. So the Mechaber in here, you're there, so Mitzadi Teres, he just said that you're allowed to be marbe by Yisurei Drabanan. Again, the Ramah argued, but the Mechaber said you're allowed to. But in Chas Chanukah, the Mechaber quotes an opinion, like a Yesh Omrim, I think, who says that what do you do with the leftover oil you have from your Chanukah menorah, which is Huxal Mitzvaso? So the Mechaber there says you're not allowed to be Mosif. You're not allowed to be, if it fell in, you can't be Mosif to have a Shir Bittel with it. Right? So that's an Isra Drabanan. So why does the Mechaber quote a Shita there who says that it's Aser to be Mosif to a Shir Bittel by Chachas Hanukkah? Hey, in your day, he just said that by Isra Drabanan you're allowed to be Mosif. Okay? So again, the Ramah holds you're not allowed to, but this is steer within the Mechaber's. The Mechaber there quotes
us. Mechaber
and right. The Mechaber and Orachaim do all quotes like a Yesh Omrim, I think. But, but still, Afal Pikein, the Achronim hold this as like a Stira. So, we spoke about two, really three-ish things in Shir. Reisai mentioned one of the Teres of the Shach, who holds that perhaps the Shach says maybe bedochak, we could say hukso mitzvah is more chomer. That since the oil of the Chanukah menorah was set aside for a mitzvah, so maybe they just gave that some elevated chomeritika status. He says it's dochak, but that's what he says. The second Teres we had from the Beis Halevi was that the difference between Isser Achila and Isser Hano. If something is an Isser Achila, that's where the Machaber permits you to be Mosif. But if something is an Isser Hana, like the Shemen of Chanukah, which is Aser Bahana, basically he says you can't be Mosif because Lamaisa, you're going to be getting Hana from it. By being Mosif, you're going to be Nana by the fact that it's there, so it's still considered you're getting Hana from an Isser Hana. So he has that Isser Achila, Isser Hana difference. That's what the. Yeah, but if something is only Aser Ba'achila and not Aser Ba'hano, so there the Beis Levi wants to learn that that's what the Machaber would say it could be Mosif. But if something is not only Aser Ba'achila, it even has a general Eser Hano, so therefore any type of Hosafa is considered, you're still being Nana from it. Even if you don't want to say, it's not like I'm eating it because it's Batel, but I'm getting Hano from it because it's there. So it's still considered I'm Nana from it, even though you want to say, you don't attribute it as I'm eating the Isser, as the guy's eating the Isser, but he'll still be, because it's Batel, but he's Nana from the Isser. That's again, basically what he said. And then Rabbi Simon quoted the whole raid about how maybe Hanukkah is really a Dindaraisa.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he holds Dindaraisa.
But only also Bakili, he wants to say it's Mutter.
Again, say that one more time. Mutter.
It's only also Bakila.
Right.
Mutter Bahanoah.
That's where the Beis Halevi wants to say
it's Mutter.
That right. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Machaber in your day is talking about in Isuri Achila, and the Machaber in Aruch Chaim is talking about Chanukah, which is Isuri Hana. That's the Beis Halevi's suggestion. Okay. The third issue was what if the guy does it? He is mevatel chatzchila. Okay. We just spoke about the Isurim of doing it, right? But what if he does? Why is it he did it? What's the halacha? So, if he did a b'shogeg, the Machaber says it's mutter. Okay? Mutter, you could eat it. If he does a b'mezid, then we throw the book at him. And we say it's aser. And not only aser for him to eat, it's aser for anyone who he did it for. Anyone shenispatel b'shvilo. He did it on their behalf. It's aser for them too. Because otherwise, you know, it's very easy. I won't do it. I'll just tell the other guy to do it for me. So, right. Yeah. Right, I have a whole bunch of guests. So, yeah. I won't need it, but I'll serve it to my guests. So, it's going to defeat the purpose. So, it's also for the person who is Mevatel and anyone who he did it on their behalf for. Okay? So, regarding this, we had a couple of different opinions. We spoke about what if, let's say, you want to buy something in the store. Right, and the store owner, he was mevatel. Now I'm just a customer. I wanna eat it. So is that considered he did it for me, or is that am I allowed to buy it? Am I not allowed to buy it? So the Taz says that. What? Yeah, let's say it's done by a guy, or I don't know, even a Jew. I don't know, but is it considered he did it for me? I mean, I can't. Tell a guy to do it for me. Well, we're going to get to that in a minute. I mean, I can't tell a guy to do it for me either. I can't, tell him. So the Taz says that it's only usher if the guy who it's done on his behalf knows about it and he's happy about it. But if he's in the clouds about this, then it'd be mutter.
Or he's unhappy about it.
What? Meaning he's happy. Oh, good. Good job. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger on the page quotes a Rivash. And he says, Fish, this Rivash is not like the Taz. What does the Rivash say? The Rivash says that if someone is Mevatel Stam, for anyone who's going to come into my store and buy, then it says, if I had in mind for every single individual specifically, and therefore it would be usher to buy. That's it. And he says, Delo Kahataz. Right? That's the Rivash quote in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Going through Rashi, be
author. And what you wrote there is Delo Kataz.
Delo Kataz, yes.
Delo
Kataz. The Radvaz, he has a slightly different formulation. He also holds his Aser, but he says when you buy it, then it's like you are being Mevatel L'Chatzchila. Okay. So now, regarding that, the Bari HaShulchan had an interesting chumrah. He said, Zal Zayin, let's assume that we don't paskin like this, Rivash, and we don't paskin like this, Radvaz, and we paskin that it's mutter. That if the guy, the store owner is mevatel it, I'm really allowed to buy it, right?
I'm sorry, Radvaz says once you...
The buyer...
Once you're buying it, you're involving yourself.
In right, then you're relying... Then it's like you're being mevatel it, lachat tefila, because you're relying on the bittel. Right, right. That's why they're all on one side. The Rav Kiva and Radvaz, they're all on the usher side. And the Taz is on the other side. See in the fork there? Right? Do you have the page there? You see? So that's why I put the Taz over here and then the Radvaz. And now, so, but I put them differently because the Rav Kiva and the Rivash and the Radvaz are really saying different, they're not exactly saying the same thing. Right? But the Bar HaShulchan comes up with this chumrah, right? So he says, as I, creative. He says that, let's assume, like, we assume that we don't pass them like this Rivash, and we don't pass them like this Radvaz, that you're allowed to buy it in the store, right? Who is Mevata Lechatzchila, okay? So let's say it's a Goyisha company, and they rely on Bittel, right? In their, when they produce their product, they're relying on Bittel. And I'm a consumer, I go to the supermarket, I buy it, right? So let's say I don't pass them like the Rivash and Radvaz, I'm allowed to buy it. But, says the Bar HaShulchan, but if there's a hashkacha on it, meaning there's a hashkacha agency that's a mashkiach, who's certifying it, that makes it worse. Why does it make it worse? Shouldn't the hashkachas make it better? So he says, because now if you have a hashkacha, then it's as if you're telling him to do it. I mean, I'm authorizing you to do it in this way. So it's as if I'm telling him, the Jew is telling him to be mevatel. And therefore he thinks, ironically, that it's worse to have the hashkacha. That's his suggestion.
As opposed to
doing himself. Right. Right. So it's an interesting... It's not quoted, it's like a... Right. So it's an... Okay, it's an interesting suggestion that the Bar HaShulchan has. I don't know if we... Whatever, but this is a... it's what he says. It's an interesting thing, so it's not quoted it. One last thing. And that is on the right side here.
If a guy should chef... Does it? That's why I had them.
What do we hold? What's the
law? If a Jew doesn't even know that he was that his employee did it.
I guess that's this discussion we're talking about. If they're producing things relying on bittel,
it doesn't matter if the Jew is mavatel or if a guy is mavatel. On behalf of the Jewish employer,
right? If it's considered like he does it for. Again, we could talk about after there's more permutations. They're selling it for the whole world. So there's a certain Jewish clientele here. So there are myths. But if I say it's as if I have in mind every single one, maybe it is like I have in... You know, we can be thoughtful about it. But if you hold that as no problem, like the Taz, so then the Bar HaShulchan wants to say, oh, I'll come up with a chumrah even. According to the Taz, he wants to squeak at it. Now, yeah, Rikki Eger just quotes the Rivash.
What does he say for non-Jew?
Yeah, I don't think so. Because as if he has kavanah for the Jew. It's as if he's having in mind, I'm doing it for you, the Jew.
So wait.
Let's just finish, and then we'll. Because this is a topic we could talk about for like an hour. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim in Shini Zayin talks about if someone is Mechal Shabbos, he's Mevashal on Shabbos. So
Shini Ruchas.
Okay. So he says if you're Mevashal on Shabbos, what's the halacha? So it's Aser. If a guy does it b'mezid, it's Aser for him for forever.
And what's the case,
sorry? He's Mevashal. He cooks on Shabbos. So if he cooks on Shabbos, it's also for him. For forever. For the guy who actually cooked on Shabbos. Okay. So what about for the person, and this is the transition to our sugya, what about the person he cooks on behalf of? Does he have the same chumrah as the person who was the mevashal? So the Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes between himself and the Beis Yosef. He says he thinks that the person who he cooks on behalf of has the same chumrah as the person who actually did the cooking.
So
The Magen Avraham on the page. Right.
So
it's
not forever, right?
Right, and he quotes the Beis Yosef, who says that it's not from the Beis Yosef, not that way. That really it should be only be aser for the person who cooked, but not the person who he cooked on his behalf. What? Okay, and you can see what he says.
What?
You can see what he says. And the Shuya Harav, the Bonesburg, he wanted to say, well, if you take the sheet of the Magen Avraham, who holds that when a guy cooks on Shabbos, it's not only also for him, it's even also for whoever he cooks on behalf of. And you put that together with how does that fit together with the Rivash and the Beis Yosef? So, meaning, like this, if you hold that cooking is the same thing like your day, that it's also for the guy who cooks on his behalf of. So then, if you hold that it's, that if, the same way by your day is as if you cook, if you, again, if he talks about it in a global sense, let's say there's a bakery, which is baking on Shabbos, right? Are you allowed to go buy in the bakery? Right, that's what he wants to say. If it's a bakery, they're baking on Shabbos. So he says that, if you say that that their baking is as if it's also for anyone they bake for, right? So then if you hold like the Rivash, then you can't buy there, because as if he had me in mind, right? But if you hold that, it's not as if he had me, but if you would hold like the Beis Yosef, that it's only also for the Mavashel, then a Jew would be allowed to buy the baked goods there. That was a little convoluted. Again, say that. Let me just say that clearer. Okay? You have a, based on the shittas we just said before, right? We had a couple of shittas. We had whether you cook or bake on Shabbos, is it also for the guy who you cook on behalf of also, right? We had a machlokes among the Rambam and Beis Yosef. So, he says like this. What if there's a bakery that is baking on Shabbos? Okay? Am I allowed to go after Shabbos and buy those, that cake? Right? So, well, I didn't bake, but it was baked for customers, right? I'm a customer. So if I hold like the Rivash, Rabbi Akiva Eger Rivash, who hold that it's as if a seller has in mind every one of his customers individually, then it's like he baked on my behalf. Then, okay, so if he baked on my behalf, so now, is that a problem that he baked on my behalf? Well, that's totally on the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef, right? Do I apply the chumrah of on my behalf being aser lemishin espashel bishvilo? Does that apply to Hilchos Shabbos? So the Beis Yosef said it doesn't. So even though he did it for me, it doesn't matter because that chumrah of the iser for the guy who did it on his behalf doesn't apply to Shabbos. So I would be allowed to buy there. But if I hold like the Magen Avraham, who holds that the Isser, just like Yerodea, the Isser by Melachas Shabbos applies also for the person that you had in mind for, then it would be Isser for me. Meaning if I put the Rivash and the Magen Avraham together, then the result would be it's Isser for a Jew to buy from that bakery that baked on Shabbos. Because you made it that... Right. The Rivash says it's as if he had in mind. It's as if he had me in mind. And the Magen Avraham is the one that says that by Melacha Shabbos, it's also also for the guy who he had in mind. So put those two things together.
The Rivash and the Magen Avraham are the same, pretty much, right?
No. The Magen Avraham, the Rivash is saying that the guy who you sell to is as if you had the guy, all your buyers, is as if you had, you, the seller, have all your buyers in mind specifically. That's the Rivash. Now, does it matter that he had me in mind? Good, he had me in mind. I'll sign up with the Rivash. He had me in mind. But do I care that he had me in mind? Well, that depends. In Hilchos Shabbos, do I have the same chumrah of Mishnah Espashal B'Shvilo that I have in Yerodea of Mishnah Espashal B'Shvilo? So you're right, he had me in mind like the Rivash. But the fact that he had me in mind, who cares? So I'll tell you who cares. The Magen Avraham cares. Beis Yosef doesn't care. So according to the Magen Avraham, if I hold like the Rivash and the Magen Avraham, I can't buy in that bakery because Rivash is saying it's as if he had me in mind, and Magen Avraham says it's also for the guy he had in mind. If I hold like the Rivash and the Beis Yosef, it would still be mutter because the Rivash says it's as if he had you in mind, but the Beis Yosef says I don't care if he had you in mind because having you in mind, the guy who did it on his behalf is only an Isser in the Yoredeo world, not in the Hilcha Shabbos or Rachaim world. Is that clear? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's stop this and we'll do it. We'll say it better. Did I stop it or did I?
I got it.
Okay, press something. Oh, I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah.